Okay, I'm Catholic. Did I mention? Very Catholic. When I was growing up, we identified people not by their last name, but by their parish. So it was Susan from St. Anthony's, Jackie from the Shrine, Mary from St. Elizabeth's. That's how we identified people, just by parish. Anyway, very Catholic, went to Catholic grade school, went to Catholic high school, and God, I was not going to go to a Catholic college. I was going away to school, but I got a full scholarship to a Catholic college. And because I'm Catholic, I felt very guilty about not doing it. So I went to the College of Notre Dame of Maryland. Woohoo! Yeah. Well, in those days, most of the girls or gals lived on campus. Very few people were poor and Catholic like me and couldn't afford to stay there, so I was a day hopper. And I was taken under the wing of a professor, Dr. Otenosek. She was a political science professor at the College of Notre Dame. And very early in the semester, she really adopted me. I don't even know why she liked me. And she asked me if I wanted to be a White House intern. Well, I was of the ilk. I often said yes to anything and then asked what it was about later. And this time I said, oh, sure. And then I asked, what did I have to do? And she explained that, you know, I'd have to work at the White House. And okay, now this was great. But I was a little confused because Nixon was the president, because I'm pretty old. And she was the first woman who was the head of the Democratic National Committee. So she was a bit of a trailblazer, and I was surprised that I could even get a job at the White House in the Nixon administration. But I did, and I went there, and I was in the correspondence office. And I had to answer mail that the president received. Obviously, he didn't receive a lot of great mail in those days. He was sort of on his way out, but they had filtered a lot of the mail that I got, and I had, you know, beautiful stationery. I even did the sign the documents with a machine of appointments to the Naval Academy, because that was done by the vice president, but it was a very cool job, and I used a lot of the note cards with the White House stationery to send to my male friends that smoke pot. And I would write notes that say, I know who you are, and I know what you're doing. I took this job really seriously. So and I was very admired for my work. And so one day they had me go into the press area where the news would come off for Reuters and AP. And they had a protocol that you'd put that stuff coming off the teletype and you'd put it all together. And these were briefings for the president and the vice president. So when I knew I was doing good because I got assigned to that area sometimes. And then, lo and behold, one day, I was asked to go to the office of the director of the correspondence, the office of the White House Office of Correspondence, Miss Higgins. And I went to her office, and she said, Barbara, we're very, very pleased with your work, very excited. We have a very special assignment. I was like, oh, this is sitting in this beautiful office very nicely. I had clogs on. And then she said, you're going to be assigned to go to the Supreme Court today. This is awesome. My God. Okay, this is great. All right, this is great. What do I do? She goes, you're going to support the administration's position. I said, okay, what is that? And now, remember, this is administration of Nixon. Now, she made some big assumptions because I came from a Catholic college. And the position was what we now know as Roe v. Wade. And so I sat there for the first hour trying to be very nice and not say anything except, thank you very much, but I think I'll just stay here. And she goes, what do you mean? And we had this long discussion, very difficult. And I'm sure she thought after 2 hours she would have convinced me that my position was wrong, but I got sent back to the correspondence office. I got home that evening, and my mom, a again, the Catholic mom of the Catholic people, she said to me, "Oh, Barbara, Dr. Atenasek called. She'd like you to call her." I said, "Oh, shit," to myself. Oh, my God. I am not only going to not be going back to the White House, but I may not be going back to the College of Notre Dame. How do I explain to my mother how this happened? So I got dressed in my suit and called Dr. Atenasek. She asked me to come to her home. She lived in this beautiful apartment on North Charles Street. She was a wonderful person. Got to her apartment, and I was shaking, kind of like I am now. And I got there, and her apartment was, I remember, it was like a movie. It was all white. The sofa was white. The carpet was white, and I thought, oh, I'm going to vomit all over this. This is so awful. So I sat on the edge of my seat on this beautiful white sofa, which was on the beautiful white carpet. I think she was even in white. And she asked me to explain to her what happened. And I said, oh, Dr. Atenasek, I'm so sorry. And I explained to her that I disagreed with Ann Higgins, and I just couldn't go over to the Supreme Court. And I talked, and I talked, and I talked. I think I was just almost exhausted. And finally, I stopped talking, and she leaned over, and she put her hands on mine, and mine were, like, on my lap. And she said, Barbara, I'm so proud of you. It takes a lot of courage to stand up for what you believe in. She ruined me for the rest of my life. I've been doing that ever since. Big mistake, and I'll see anybody that's going on Saturday at the march.